In a move hailed by commercial fishing groups, tribes, and environmentalists, President Obama Tuesday took the possibility of oil and gas leasing in Bristol Bay waters off the table indefinitely. Mr. Obama spoke to the matter in a White House video filmed Tuesday and posted on YouTube.
Hey, everybody. Earlier today, I took action to make sure that one of America's greatest natural resources and a massive economic engine, not only for Alaska but for America, Bristol Bay, is preserved for future generations.
Mr. Obama's move Tuesday builds off a temporary withdrawal the president put in place 4 years ago, which was set to expire in 2017.
Under the authority granted to me in Section 12A of the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, 43 U.S.C. 1341A, this withdrawal prevents consideration of this area for any oil or gas leasing for purposes of exploration, development, or production.
The fight to block oil and gas leasing in what President Obama called one of the world's most valuable fisheries has gone on for decades, led in earlier times by Harvey Samuelson. Today, his son Robin continues the efforts. Robin calls it a good day and a long fight on shifting political landscapes.
Yes, it is. You know, this battle started about 25, 30 years ago. One of the lead architects against opening the offshore oil and gas was my father, Harvey Samuelson, who passed away. And you know, we've had presidents that removed the moratorium and then presidents that put it in place. We had governors that wanted offshore oil and gas to happen in the North Aleutian Basin. We had governors that didn't want it to happen.
Samuelson is a lifelong Bristol Bay commercial fisherman and a leader in a host of Bristol Bay organizations. He was in Washington, D.C. earlier this year with several others to meet with White House staff about the issue and to discuss possible ways to prevent oil and gas leases long-term in Bristol Bay.
We had two choices, go for the Antiquities Act or go for what President Obama did today. The Antiquities Act would have been a harder measure to have pass, and now under what President Obama has done, commercial fishing could still happen in that area. You know, we're very pleased with what he's done today.
The move is considered indefinite but not permanent and could be altered by future executive action. The Alaska Oil and Gas Association, a private business trade organization made up of the state's 14 major oil and gas companies, released a statement saying the area in question has, quote, not been on the oil industry's radar screen for decades due to existing moratoriums. AOGA President and CEO Kara Moriarty said the president's action was confusing and also serves to, quote, undermine the nation's ability to achieve an all-of-the-above energy strategy. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.